Hey ladies, Alyssa Agrifoglio here once again with another edition of Insider Access. Last time we brought you inside the New York Giants locker room, and this time we're here on a tour of the weight room. I'm joined here with New York Giants strength and conditioning coach Aaron Wellman, who's going to show us around.
One of the main things we did when we first got here was we revamped a lot of the equipment that we use in the weight room. We have 14 new racks, a company called Kaiser, which allows us to provide not only weight resistance but air resistance. And it all goes back to our philosophy of maximizing the strength, power, and speed of our athletes and minimizing the joint stress and the orthopedic stress on the body. And so the Kaiser equipment provides us a good foundation to do that. We can use, as I said, we can use regular weight in these racks. We can also use air resistance. And with air resistance, a pound isn't a pound. So in other words, it takes momentum out of the lift and provides 100 pounds of air resistance is a lot different than 100 pounds of bar resistance. Okay, and so the guys, at first, it takes some getting used to, but it allows us to train at high velocities in a very safe manner. The one thing we wanted to do when we first got here was open up the room. So we didn't have room to warm up. We can get two or three athletes down these lanes here. We've got about 20 to 25 yards on either side of the racks to do some dynamic warm-ups prior to lifting, okay? I'm gonna have Peter, one of my interns, demonstrate just one movement we do with the Kaiser. And again, this is unlike the racks where we can use weight and air, this is all air resistance. So to increase the resistance, we just push the plus button, and that's the weight that's on the bar. What you'll notice is every time a repetition's performed, we also get a power output. So it gives us a way to quantify everything we do. Every time our athletes do a rep, we can quantify if they're objectively quantify if they're getting more powerful. Or conversely, when you go through 5 or 6 weeks of practice, and there's some neuromuscular fatigue, it also allows us to quantify if our athletes are becoming fatigued, and we can make adjustments. So this is just a simple core exercise. It's called a chop. And you'll see on the screen, if you can zoom in, every time he does a rep, he gets a power output. And so if he goes faster, that number goes up. If he goes slower, goes slow once, that number changes, which tells you that was 51% of his peak power. You can see as you look down, we have, these are called power block dumbbell stations. And essentially provides us 6 sets of dumbbells ranging from 12.5 pounds to 127 pounds.
So all in one.
All in one. So if I take this out, this is 12.5. If I put it at the heaviest on this particular one, it's 120 pounds.
Okay.
And so you get essentially, like I said, 6 separate sets of dumbbells in one. The rest of the dumbbells are down there, but when we're doing lower body things, provides a very neat workstation for our guys. So this is called a bod pod, and it measures body composition. In other words, if our athlete is 200 pounds, what percentage of that 200 is lean mass and what percent is fat mass? Our athletes sit inside, and it doesn't look large, but you can fit.
I was going to say.
You can fit 6'8", 375-pound man in there. So
wow.
Our guys do this. In fact, we just had a guy get out of it this morning. But we try to do this every 4 to 6 weeks. If you're losing weight, we want to make sure you've lost fat mass and not muscle.
Okay.
If you're gaining weight, we want to make sure you gain lean mass and not fat mass.
Now, Coach, who would you say is the strongest player on our team?
Strongest player is probably, pound for pound, probably Eric Flowers.
Eric Flowers?
Yeah.
What does he bench press?
Eric benches about 450 pounds.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And who would you say is the fastest player on our team?
Odell. Yeah.
Not really a surprise.
Yeah, no, it's not a surprise. He is. He's a special player. We got a lot of special players, but he's the fastest.
Who would you say spends the most time in the weight room?
I would say Rashad Jennings. And so he knows what he needs for his body. So he goes, we tailor the workouts to his needs.
Okay.
But then on top of that, if he feels like he can get some extra and help us by, and he does a great job of that. Goes out to practice early, stays after practice, and as long as he's healthy and performing, I don't have any problem with it.
Right. Yeah. So now, does every player have their own individualized workout plan?
Yeah, pretty much. We start with a template, offensive and defensive linemen, Okay. Our big skill and our skill. But then based upon performance on the field, what we see, injury history, and needs of the position, then we'll tailor individually to each guy.
So you're able to sit down with each player, figure out what works best for them and what makes the most sense.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Coach Wellman, for bringing us on a tour today of the weight room, and we will see you next time on Insider Access when we visit the New York Giants training room.